Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody out there. This is Kalen Patterson of Midwest Muscle. Awesome. I'm telling you guys, I just love that intro. I can't even explain how much I love it. Thanks so much, JB, Joe, Chad, anybody that had, I think it's Rough Cut had a good hand in that. Thank you so much for that intro. It's truly an honor. But this show isn't about me. It's about real talk, real natural athletes. And I have on the line James and PNBA pro Angela Yeo, the dynamic duo that just, what I'm always thankful and honored to have with is that they can stay connected, stay supportive, and keep everything going. So first off, ladies first, we're going to introduce Angela Yeo, and she'll just give her background and, you know, what basically makes her so driven to be the woman she is. Angela.
Hey, Kalen. I'm super, super excited to be joining you tonight. Thank you again for the opportunity, and thanks for P4P for having us on. First of many, I'm sure. Just a little background on me. I've been really training since about 2010 and pretty much taking it I've been training since 2006 and really taking it seriously since 2010, and I started competing in 2013, and I don't know, you just really can't describe something when it just absolutely feels right and it's beyond words, and I feel like my mind and my body really melded into bodybuilding. I found an amazing group of people. I've never met anybody like the group that we have in the natural world. You know, if you set a goal out, these people will believe that you can do it 100%. And that's just the intensity that I think we all live with, and I really found that to resonate with me. You know, just the mental, emotional benefits of training and just the sheer amount of health and wellness that I feel because of what I do, it just reaffirms that I love what I do every day. It's been amazing. So thank you.
Not a problem. And you know, I love the fact that you bring up that it is so connected. There's so many people that are involved. And you know, I the best thing about going to live shows is that you meet real people. And the
yes.
Thing about real people is that they stay in touch with you because you know. There's always something we can learn from each other to improve. And, you know, as the sport improves, it's because we improve. And we improve to improve the sport. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I missed that last bit.
I said we improve as the sport improves. And I think that's what's needed for this sport to grow the way it does, is because we're constantly learning from each other.
Oh, absolutely. If the whole network in the background, we come together at these shows, right? You might not see these people for an entire year, but in the background, everybody's communicating, everybody is learning, and what I love to see and what I know I do on a daily basis is you're picking something up, you're reading it, you're comparing information, you're seeing what did one person do, what didn't work for somebody else. People are invested in their schooling. People are taking classes, investing their money into getting an education on what we do. And then, of course, like the very next step is try and pass that on to somebody else. And the ripple effect of that in people's families is something I just love to see. Like, someone will start getting healthy, and then it kind of bleeds into their mom and dad, and then their brother, sister, you know, cousins. Everybody in the bodybuilding world, I guarantee that everybody knows what that person does and has had a lot of people come to them for help. And I think it just it betters your entire social circle when people reach out for a little bit of help, and we are constantly communicating with each other. Sometimes it's just figuring out how does a division work. If you've never been in that division before, how do things happen backstage? And I think the most grateful people that you'll meet at these shows are people that are coming in for their first time, or they're trying on the new division for the first time. Who's back there? You got some amazing promoters, but you've also got an amazing group of athletes that do not want to see that person fail, and they will reach out and help that person in their moment. You know, the nerves and the energy is so high, and everybody is like, this is the moment, you know. So if someone needs some help, someone's there, you know, to kind of give them some tips or help with a suit, or, you know, like kind of give them advice on food. I mean, it really is such a free-flowing informational exchange. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. People are usually not very shy to share what they do, and especially being all natural, the secrets are, there are no secrets. We all work really hard, and we share our techniques on how we work hard and work smart, for that matter.
And, you know, that piggybacking that could get right into the support part of it. You know, we've used your husband so much in a lot of shows that we share. I find it comical sometimes that, you know, it's almost like he gets borrowed, and it's, I think he knows some of the competitors better than most of the audience. James, how you doing? And, speak on how this has basically been enveloped. Anybody that helps out or supports, especially you, because you do so much in the background, and Andrea is a very good, another good name that always pops to mind with as far as running back and forth, even though she might not have a part in the show, she's a part of the group and the family. So, you know, nobody wants to see anybody fail, as Angela said, and I know you do more than your fair share to make sure we don't.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I try to be involved however I can. I had no idea what, I didn't even know there was, back at the beginning when Angela was first getting interested in competing, I knew what bodybuilding was, and that was the end of it. I didn't know there was a thing called figure. I didn't know there was physique. I didn't know there was a bikini. I just knew there was some kind of bodybuilding thing because I worked with a guy who was a bodybuilder, and that was the end of my knowledge. and Angie started bringing me, she brought me to a competition. I didn't know what it was for. It was an NPC show back then. It was just, that was the thing we heard of around here. So we're like, hey, there's a show. Let's go look at it. So we went there, and I had no idea what I was in for, and we checked that out. And then after that, Angie started seeing local shows from some local natural organizations, some of the small ones that are real good for novice people. So I went there, and I just had to help her out. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I just did what I assume it's what husbands do, and that's whatever she needed. So at the time, you know, it was carrying her stuff, toting things around, and it was a smaller show, so there was only maybe 20 people there or something. So not a whole lot of excitement. So I could just sit in the crowd and kind of try to absorb what was happening and help her out backstage. Mm-hmm. But then you fast forward to the IMBA shows, and we started having hundreds of people. And I was helping her cook. I'd be backstage. I became the official camera guy for some of these shows because 20 people would hand me cameras to take pictures. yourself included, right? And everyone welcomed me. I felt like I was just part of the family too, even though, you know, I came in as the guy who was going to hold the bag. But I turned into what I felt like I was part of a family, and it was really inclusive. And I enjoy it. So it makes me just want to keep coming in and just doing what I can, obviously for my wife. But while I'm there, I try to help anyone I can. I think anyone who sees me there knows that I'm usually backstage until the minute my wife's going to hit the stage. And then I run around to the audience to watch her and take pictures. And then I run backstage to see what I can do next. So I enjoy it. I love the community and the family aspect. I learned a ton. Even now, sometimes I write articles on Angie's website to try to help other people in the future who are trying to learn the things that we were trying to learn when she was new. So, it's a great community to be a part of, and I'd like to support however I can, really.
Yeah.
And trust me, it makes a difference, you know. Any little bit that improves anyone improves all of us. And I think sometimes, you know, people have questions they don't want to ask that need to be asked. And, you know, at least when you're back there and you can calm them down because they can see that you're not, you know, losing your mind at everything that's happening. Because it can get kind of crazy, especially if something's out of whack back there, like the sound or the music or somebody gets the wrong song. Things can get kind of hectic for a minute, but it's just to have that calm in the room, which you do, and I'm very thankful for that. And I guess that's from being to enough shows where that can happen.
Excuse me. I didn't catch the last part of that. I'm sorry.
I said it's nice that you can be the calm in the room to keep all the craziness from going overboard.
Oh, it's inside. I'm not at all calm. I just look really good at being calm. most people see my calm demeanor backstage. I am going to remain calm. I make myself remain calm. I give myself my moment of freak out when I run back out to the audience and I just watch and I want to see how my wife does and I want to see how all the women do because, you know, she was competing in figure. So I really got to know the figure girls, especially the ones that she repeatedly competed with. So there's a tight community there. So I wanted them all to win. So I'd run up to the audience and cheer everybody. And I'd have my moment of freak out. And then backstage, and I can't help anyone if I'm freaking out. So backstage and calm and help however I can.
Well, it works, trust me. Now, I'm going to go back to Angela because there's something that I know she's noticed that I've been noticing over the last 2 to 3 years. There's been a lot of transitioning of physiques, and people that are coming in are basically starting season out in great shape. And it used to be where you'd have maybe one or two competitors that were, you know, in the top three, and then everybody else is basically joining in the stage. Now you're going 6-7 deep, and you don't know who's going to win until the judge calls out the position. And now, Angela, I'm sure, I mean, because like – it's just amazing to me now that a lot of the bro science and a lot of the foolishness and a lot of the lies that were basically spread about the gyms and the different the mediums where they would tell you this false information, false doctrine, now that we're learning the truth, our bodies are basically becoming, you know, it's true bodybuilding because you can actually see it happen year after year.
Absolutely. I mean, what is awesome about the bodybuilding world is that you can shapeshift. You can go up a division. You can come down a division. You know, if you find out that you're not comfortable where you're at, or you've outgrown a division, or if you want to become something else, or you've found that maybe your role models are in a different division, you can go there. And I think what happens to a lot of people is that you just don't want to quit. You know, you want to keep building. We love what we do. You know, like not a whole lot of people are in it to maintain. Everyone competes for a different reason. And that is one of the beautiful things about everybody's story is that everyone has a reason to compete and almost no two are the same. And almost no one is going to say, because I need a trophy. You know, like it comes from a real deep place of what do you see of your physique in your mind's eye? You know, like what do you want to change next? Like, have you, you know, are you doing the checks? Are you progressing? Are you having fun? Are you loving what you do? Like, is there something else about what you're building in your body that you'd like to change? And when you get on stage, and you're building this thing that you like, you have to find a division that will suit you well because that's just part of the show. You need to be with people who are in the same physique design, you know, just for the matter of that it is a competition. And, you know, we all have our mini tribes inside the big one. And you know, it is a comparison on, you know, symmetry, size, how feminine are you? It really is awesome to see people change throughout their careers, you know. And, you know, people will start one place, go to another, and maybe come back to the original place. You know, or if you're just coming up, you kind of start in your specific spots, and you can always transcend, and you can move around, and that's awesome, and that's possible.
And that's so true. And then, you know, there's you know, just as we, I got a message coming in. Hold on, I got a question for you, Angela. You ready? You ready for this one? This is specifically for you. I just got the message right now. It says, how do you look so charismatic on stage and project your image where you can connect with the audience and the judges at the same time?
How do I do that?
Yes.
I
guess they, go ahead.
I'm not a, hello?
Yeah, you're here.
Okay. I take that as a big compliment, and I appreciate that because I've never been super confident on stage. I felt like that was one of the biggest challenges about all of this. I mean, you have your dedication every day to the diet and the gym 24/7, and I love all the minutia about what it takes to get to the stage, and you only have a few minutes. I mean, you've got your quarter turns or your posing or your routine, and you have such a short amount of time, and that pressure and beautiful focus comes in like a magnifying glass. And I think I don't think very much through it. I think I just have to be in the moment. And I have no idea. I just feel like that is what I'm working towards because it is the hardest part for me. I would love to become a little bit more comfortable on stage because I feel like if I could get just, you know, maybe with a little bit more experience that I could really let some more of this energy just explode on stage. And I feel like that would be a moment of euphoria to just, I think that's what we all want, is to just be proud in the moment, not just of all of our hard work, but of our presentation and that feeling of, I've got this. Like, this is the moment of my life I'm meant to be in. I owned it. You know, you step with confident feet. You know, those high heels are underneath you, and so is the earth, and you are going to do well. Your confidence is going to shine because you just know, without a shadow of a doubt, that you've prepared, that you want this and need this as an experience, not as a win or a placement, but as an experience in your life. And yes. I mean, maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's what it is, because I feel like these are incredible moments. For 5 minutes, I have the most exciting life of anybody on the planet, you know, and it is incredibly nerve-wracking, but it's so worth it. And you, regardless of placing, when you feel like you've done your best and you've worked your ass off and you've done everything, and you just come to and you just kind of let all of it kind of go. It really is a moment of just stepping into that moment that you've prepared for yourself. And you're like, I am this moment. And it just, I can't even put words to it. It's beautiful. And it's not something that everybody gets to feel in their life. This is how I find out who I am as a person. And if you've been through those moments, you just know that there is nothing else like it, you know? So that's why I love everybody that we compete with and meet, because they're doing the same thing. This something about this means an awful lot to them, you know, and it sure means an awful lot to me.
Yeah, and it's that passion that drives us all. But, you know, like you said, you can almost tell the people that got into it for the trophy, because they won't be long in the sport, because, you know, it's like their goal is all, it almost reminds me of when people say, well, I want to get in shape for a wedding, or I want to get in shape for the summer, or I want to get ready for the class reunion. You know, it's stuff like that, and you say, well, you know, your heart's not really in it, so you probably won't be in this long. And, you know, they come and go, and sadly, you know, sometimes they do bring their best physique, and I've seen it backstage, I'm sure you have too, where you had people that were great backstage, first place both, but then when they got on stage, there was just something missing because it didn't translate.
Your why is very important, why you do what you do. I appreciate anybody's fitness goal. I mean, I don't care if it's a wedding or if it's a reunion, but I'm hoping that when they set that goal, even if it was for, you know, like kind of just for looks or out of, you know, a couple vanity pounds, but maybe they learned something along the way that could really help them with the rest of their life. And who knows, maybe that, you know, 2 month pass to you know, a reunion could change like how they feel about their health. But when you're backstage, you definitely can tell people who have released themselves from placement. And you really can't put yourself in anybody's shoes, win or lose. And I think that would definitely be a mistake because you don't know just anybody. Nobody knows what that athlete is going through. Like I said, win or lose. It's a very emotional experience. And gosh, do you learn a lot? Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, everybody wants to show that they have worked, how much work they've put in, you know, so it can represent a huge achievement. And I know that you just feel there's no feeling like winning, but it's true what they say. It is absolutely not everything.
No, it's not. It's not, because honestly, for me doing stepping on stage, I've always realized I got more work to do.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I could not agree with you more. And that is one of the things I think we all believe, is that like that potential that we have, like, I mean, we've just lit the fuse.
Yes. And I can tell you, there's been some competitors that are just phenomenal poses. You know, Phil Ricardo Jr. on the male side, Quantarius, I mean, that guy, his posing is bar none. I mean, that guy is just phenomenal. And watching Guerino Mackey get out there and do his thing with the flips, I'm like, holy crap, you know. And I'm sure you've seen women that just transform a stage in the basis of their personal.
It blows my mind. I love seeing the control over their body. I feel like that is, especially when you're creating a routine, it just speaks so much. And it takes a lot of practice, you know. Some people come by it a little bit more naturally, but none of it doesn't take work. So,
you better believe it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I remember talking to Moji Alua, and he was just, I said, man, to watch you on stage, it's almost like somebody opens up a canvas and starts the artist, and it's just a work of straight art from start to finish.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Do you have any women that you've seen and said, you know, that's a good goal to want to get to?
I've been really doing some research online, and I really like when when you can get a recording staff, like a video of shows, because that turns into study material for so many. I've been digging around on YouTube, on the internet, for routines, and all I can say is there's a girl in a purple suit. I haven't figured out her name yet, but it was just the most feminine thing that I had ever seen, and you know what I'm saying? It just, I couldn't figure out, I'm like, how do I create an expression like that?
Yes.
When it becomes so clear and you're captivated, but you're looking at her physique and there's this just beautiful sweeps happening, and you are not judging this person anymore. You are captivated and you are pulled into their world, and this is just for a few short minutes, a few short seconds sometimes. And I feel like that is a successful posing routine. You almost forget to judge, you know, like, because the body and what the package they've brought is not just amazing, it's what they're doing with it. And I feel like that's a really high bar, you know, and here I am explaining the perfect routine, and it really, I don't know where it comes from, but it is a communication of its own kind, and that's how I feel about it. You just see some people communicate through, and you know that this is what they do with their lives every day. Not only are they bodybuilding, but now they're showing you their art. And, I mean, wow. You just have to be blown away.
And I got to dance with you down in Kansas City, and this is when Terry was competing, Terry McBee. And she, just in her quarter turn, could get her muscles to move so well that I almost forgot there were other people on stage. And I think that's what you're talking right there, where it's just so, they're so well tuned at that moment, at that time, where they.
I have a few bookmarked pieces, videos of Terry, and she is a perfect example, because when I saw what she did, I felt immediately, that's it, that is something I connect with, and I feel like I could learn from this immediately. Like, that is what I need to do, you know. And honestly, I've never really gone over the rules of T-walks and routines. Doing a lot more research these days, but in the beginning, I never did. I had some very loose ideas, and I interpreted them. And when I'd say that Terry was definitely one of the first people that I watched. Because it was smooth, feminine. I mean, and not, you couldn't see her shake. You know, there was like, it was like there were no nerves. And I just remember the audience erupting. It was, and I just, you knew that they felt it too. I'm like, man, like I'm just as moved as the rest of the people, and I'm hearing them screaming. But just the control and just showing those angles and the hard work. And just the effortlessness, making it look effortless was, I don't know. I felt like that was something I had to try. It was along her lines, so I went with it.
It worked, trust me. It worked. Now,
I could never put myself on her level. Let's not say that.
Right? And her sister is, I mean, her routine, you can see the work behind that.
Oh, my gosh. Just absolutely stunning.
And there's one.
They're...
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I felt like that was something I had.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. There was when we're talking about live shows, there's one that I still want to see. I've been at the shows when she's been competing, but I still haven't had a chance to see her routine, and that's Charmaine. Because...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And you guys have done an interview, right?
Yeah, I've had a chance to interview, but I haven't been able to catch the whole routine because, you know, I'm doing the Midwest Muscle and running back and forth. And
oh, yes.
Dang it. Yeah, dang it, I missed it again. So it's like every show has meaning, but then there's some people you just, like, want to get to the front of the stage and catch that routine, that T-walk, because it makes everything, you know, it's like, wow, this is crazy.
There is definitely something to be said about coming to these shows in person, and I, you know, would highly suggest if anybody out there is listening to this and they're like, well, maybe I should go see a show. Yes, you should go to a bodybuilding show. Find one locally or, you know, drive an hour and go see one because, you know, these people put so much work into this. And when you see them really, like, meet them and, you know, they're buzzing around backstage or around the theater, you know, before they go on, I'll never forget that first show I was at. When you really see these people for real, it's a whole other thing. You can't help but be inspired by them. And, I mean, like my husband said, we cheer for everybody. you know, like, we cheer for all the women and all the guys, you know, and it just, you know, it turns into, like, such a self-supporting thing that it's just awesome. But everyone should go and see a show just to see these people in person. And, you know, like, a video just doesn't do you justice because these are real people. Sometimes you can forget that when you're just kind of behind a YouTube screen that, well, they're nice and they look, you know, they've got angles in the muscle and all, that's awesome. But I'm like, no, you can really meet these people. And they might even sign an autograph for you. You know?
Right?
So,
right?
Go and see them in the flesh. Watch their routine and you will see the energy and the raw effort just come out of them. You know? It's beautiful.
Now, the one thing that I truly enjoy, you know, because that was the one thing that really meant you finally had reached some point of saying, you know, like success, and that's the poster. And I remember you and I at the Universe the first time I met you. And we were just talking about, you know, just rambling on things. And I was actually surprised that you weren't already a pro because of the physique you had brought to the stage that night. Because it was very spot on. I mean, there wasn't much that would have been missed. And, you know, I was just really surprised. And I think I told James that. Hey, who is interrupting my show? Who is that speaking in the background? We got some call-ins right now. So the call-ins, please introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Meshach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Meshach. What do you want to talk about?
I just want to say that Angel. Hey, Angel.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to say that Angel is one of the best female CC competitors out there. And since we met, I think we first met in 2013. And since that time, we have been like close friends, and I've seen her going through contest to contest and improving each time. So I know we put too much work on to making sure that we look better, and plus her attitude towards other people during the contest, I admire that a lot.
Oh my gosh, that means so much to me. I don't even know what to say. That vote of confidence, I think pretty much can change a person when somebody really says that they believe in another athlete. That is no small thing.
Yeah, and it's so hard that sometimes most people not know what. Sometimes we go through in life, but you are one of
right.
the best people that had, like, sometimes encouraged me during problems and when it's hard time during the contest. But I really appreciate whatever you have been doing in encouraging me and telling me to keep it on and make sure that when I come back bigger and better, and that's how the sports people should be like.
I felt like you really stood out to me. There was just something different about you, and sometimes people aren't super receptive to support, I guess, but I just felt like I wanted to reach out. And, you know, sometimes that's a risk because it's a really personal thing to do, to truly hang into somebody, you know, that like your kindness and just believe in them. So I don't know. I've never seen anybody that looks like your physique. I'm always telling Jamie, I'm like, man, I need to be him when I grow up. And just this beautiful bubbly muscle that I have never seen on another person. Just incredible structure. And just so kind, you guys. I don't know. Yeah, it's awesome. This is why we do it, you know?
Yeah, this is why we do it, and you are, like, special in how your body looks like. You can't change the way you look, so we just really appreciate what God gives us.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so since I started competing in natural bodybuilding, I've met some good friends, and I'm really happy that I didn't know I will be meeting people and make them friends for like a lifetime. So since we met, we have been friends for like 3 years now, and I really appreciate what's going on with the PNBA, the athletes over there. Like, they're all like in one family.
Absolutely. And I think that really, if we kind of all give off that vibe, you know, like I'd say that, especially just coming in for a couple of years, you know, you meet some people right off the bat, and you know, you can hopefully, you know, kind of keep in contact with them. But I feel like, especially at like the Olympia this past year and at the universe, like we've just had so much in common that it's kind of, I think it's pretty interesting, you know. So even though we're like miles apart and we might only see each other at a couple shows a year, it's like, thank God for Facebook. that's how we keep in contact. But it is, you know, like the constant, just a little bit of trade of energy, you know, and it feels good. It feels amazing, you know, that somebody like that's, you would think that,
That's what keeps me into this sport. The people I meet and the encouraging words they give me when we meet at the contest.
Yeah, and I feel like everybody is not just genuine, but they believe that you can do it. Because, you know, that means they can do it too.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the family comes in. Not everybody understands natural bodybuilding or bodybuilding in general. You know, like your parents, your sister, they might not quite get it, but we know what we've been through in those late nights and those, you know, long drives to shows, you know, just to finally meet up and, you know, give each other hugs at the end of the day, you know, depending.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter where you place.
That's right. Because everybody
needs
to leave the stage with something.
Yeah, killing. So I'm hoping that we meet at the North American Natural, because I think that's going to be like one of the biggest show in Midwest.
I think we've decided that it is going to be.
No,
I think we've pulled together so many people and. It's just awesome. Like every day, it seems to be getting a little bit bigger, and I know that we're going to be there. And we've already decided that it's going to be the Midwest party for sure. I have no doubt that people are going to be coming to see this show just because of who's going to be there. You know.
Yeah.
And
come on.
I mean, we're in what like 78 days.
If the North American don't get you excited, I don't know what else will. I mean, come on, let's be real about this. If the next don't get too excited, something is wrong with you.
everybody's heading to Chicago because of the guys coming to compete there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think much of it is because of the publicity of the contest itself. So I think it's going to be interesting to see these guys competing against each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it is a natural O qualifier, so that's worth mentioning.
Wow, that's waiting for us. We have to go.
I think we have our trajectory for the year. Absolutely, there's going to be Vegas and there's going to be Chicago. That goes without saying. That's for sure.
The mini Olympia is going to be in Chicago.
I like the sound of that. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of coverage of it. I know that there's going to be, you know, on the IMBA side, they're going to make sure that we get the publicity that we need to really show off all the work that we've done to get people who are coming, you know, at that show. And I think it's going to be great. I know there's a few tricks that people believe, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really thank the PNBA, Danny and Diana for making sure that we have at least a pro contest in Chicago, so that people who cannot travel far can at least get it so nearby.
You're so right. Oh my gosh. Having shows that are closer to us, because we are Midwest. I mean, I'm Ohio, and that's even farther away from California than Chicago. So it is really a huge show, and we can make it to that one without having to destroy the entire budget for the year. So
yeah,
and that does make a difference. You know, can you get there? Can you afford the show? Yeah.
Hey guys, can I get a second?
Sure.
Okay.
Still there? Faith, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Faith has a couple of questions she'd like to ask Angela, so we're gonna turn it over to her.
Hi, Angela. How are you? This is Phaedra.
Hello. Nice to talk to you.
You too. I have a couple of questions for you. So, I first wanted to know, how long you've been with the, I kind of came in late on the show, but so you might have answered this, but how long have you been competing with the PNBA, and like, have you done shows with other federations, or have you just been starting, did you start with this and it's kind of continued?
My very first show was in April 2013, and that was with Executive Productions, and that's a local federation here in town. Excellent group of guys to work with. They do shows up in Michigan. I think there might be some in Indiana, but Ohio definitely. It was the Toledo Glass Scepter was my first show, and I went from the I really did well at that show. I ended up winning, you know, my height class, novice, and open. So I came home with 4 trophies that day, which was
beautiful.
And in a group of women that they hadn't had that large in years. So it was an incredible accomplishment. And I went to the promoter, Ryan Rollison, and I was like, what do I do next, you know? And he looked at me, and he said, you can do whatever you want. You can take this as far as you want to. And I'm kind of proud to say that in all the years that they've been doing shows, I've taken it farther than anyone has. And he immediately directed me to Denny and Diana and the IMBA. So it was April, and then in August, I went and did the National Universe. Because it was in Chicago, we could get there. I'd never traveled for a show before, so I felt like it was a huge rite of passage. And I won there. I won my best presentation. I won figure open.
You remember that.
It was one of the most incredible things I've ever done. And, you know, Cameron said that he thought I was a professional athlete, like right off the bat. Huge compliment. I didn't know. I still didn't really know what I was doing. I think I was competing in a bikini in a figure class. So I was really on my own, trained myself, did everything from home, and, you know, Denny looked me right in the eye, and he said, you need to try to make it to the Natural Olympian, if not this year, then next year. And we looked, you know, at our budget, and there was no way, but we ended up raising the $4,000 that it took to get to California that year. In a few months, you know, I reached out to everybody I knew, and we actually even contacted, like, the local news, and they came to my house. I had a couple of different television channels show up because nobody was doing, you know, what I've been doing. So ever since, you know, we did the National Olympia, and we have been sticking with IMBA. I did the Spartan National Classic last year, and also I did the Universe, and again, and of course the National Olympia. And so that has been, so that's 6 shows, and one with Executive Productions and 5 with the IMBA.
Perfect. Well, that's fantastic. That's very, it's very inspiring knowing that you've come, you know, you did one. And I see that now. I've done bikini competitions, and I do remember you from the 2013 because I was there. And that was the weekend before I got married in August. And
that's awesome.
So, It was a good show. It was a fun show. They pulled that show together really fast, so it was pretty great. And but hearing, you know, that you go from one point to another and you see that, because it's just like it is. It's like, what do you do now? And to hear that you've just taken it and you put so much time in. You're married, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So your husband, yeah, so your husband, and that's it's such a huge thing. And for him to be supportive, I'm taking it. So, like, what does he do and how does he fit in with, like, your routines of, like, because it's a very, I don't want to say self-centered because it's such a negative thing, but it is kind of, it's a self-involved sport because you kind of have to be about yourself for a long time. So how is that? Has it affected, like, you know, your home life? Like, I'm sure he's been behind you because you're kicking butt. So that's got to be an awesome feeling for both of you. But how does he fit into your routine, helping you out, all that?
From the very beginning, back when we were kind of building our home gym, which is where I trained for my first three competitions, and I, you know, I took two silver medals at my first Natural Olympia. You know, that's incredible. I didn't have a trainer. Or
yeah.
And he let me take over two rooms out of our tiny one-floor, seven-room house and put gym equipment in it. So he has been, he's been so supportive, like, cook, and I know what you mean. It's not self-centered, but this is a 24-hour sport. You wake up with it, you,
yeah,
go to it, you go to work with it. You know, so he helps me pose at night. We've never had any issues. He's always been 100% supportive. I think it's hard for him sometimes when he can see that I'm a little stressed because I'm, you know, I want to be doing better at one thing or another, or I'm, you know, the scheduling is always hard for anybody. Everybody has a problem with time. So, you know, I think that's hard on him watching me be. I do get really serious and I get really focused. So, but we've not had a problem, you know, giving up, like, our social life. I mean, we really enjoy what we do. We get out, we see friends, you know, there has never been a sacrifice too big or something that has been too unbalanced for us. And he's always said that he would support me in no matter what I chose to do. And he said, if there's one day that I'm not having fun at it, then we can do something else. And I just loved that openness. You know, I'm not, even on from his side, I'm not locked into this ever. Even though this is the only thing I want to do, but it was that awesomeness that he was like, if you ever don't want to do this, you don't have to, you know,
right,
but until
right,
you
right.
decide that I'm here for you 100%. And, you know, even at the end of his day, when he's tired, he'll pull out, you know, whatever I need
yep.
to practice, and he'll go through it with me, whether it's 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whether we're, you know, fresh out of dinner or what, you know, so he deserves my biggest thanks because he is
yes.
there in the 24/7 sport.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really fantastic. It's you're lucky.
I know that not everybody has that kind of support crew.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I understand that I realize that there are a lot of husbands or wives or significant others that they have their own goals, and he does his own thing. He's a long-distance cyclist. I mean, he's got a 4,000-mile cycling goal this year, so we both have our very time-consuming sports, and, I mean, we just respect each other, and if there's anything I can do for him, we do it. But not everybody understands, so I do see a lot of people that are in a relationship and maybe don't have their husband there or wife there to help them because either they just don't get it or,
right.
You know, it can become a thing, but we've never had a problem. And I'm really glad that we just communicate well enough that it has never been an issue.
Yeah. So you saying that, and that's, you kind of hit something I wanted to ask about too, because in your case, in my case, in many cases, it is an exciting thing for husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, no matter what. And it's like, wow, you want to get into this. This is great. And then as the training goes and, you know, you notice if you're social people, you know, social couple or whatever, there comes a time when the person not involved, you know, there can be some very negative things that happen with couples in this type of industry. So what would you say, advice you would give if you were to think about it, for the non-competitive or non-competing person? Because, you know, in listening to the show, we may have people who are couples listening to the show right now. And what would you say to that person who's not competing? Can you hear me?
Okay. I can definitely give you some advice, because right off the top of my head, and seeing how well Jamie does with his cycling, that other person needs to have their own thing. Because Jamie and I, we both have things that are very important to us. And he goes and he travels for his rides, you know, and when we do my shows, we're like, we travel together. You know, I wouldn't do this without him. I can't imagine going to a show by myself. That significant other, if they just need to find their thing, you know. And, of course, the bodybuilder or bodybuilder-esque, you know, needs to make sure that they're super supportive.
I like the bodybuilder.
I like that.
It doesn't have to be bodybuilding. They don't have to go and work out in the gym just like, you know, the bodybuilder.
Right.
So whatever it is, if they are super into art, you know, if that's what they're passionate about, because I think that could be my little scrap of relationship advice, is that maybe they haven't found their passion and that is really hurting them. That they're seeing another like really thrive, and they're like, I just don't feel that, and you know they need to find that, and you know just go and do whatever it is that makes you happy, or ask your family, when was the last time you saw me happy, and when they can tell you, start there. So it is really important to have your independent things, because if you're just waiting for said person to come home from the gym, and then they're off doing their cooking, it can get really lonely.
Yeah.
You could never really hold against anybody, because they will be gone. They got work. They've got the gym. They're going to be cooking.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a goal. So finding your own goals and making sure that you're happy and that everybody is communicating as best as possible. Oh, my gosh,
yep.
That's huge. So that would be,
so huge.
That would be my advice.
Very good.
You know,
well,
never criticize the other person's goals, you know, like nobody likes that.
Right. Well, right. And absolutely. You figure, you know, you've got, when you do find that passion, and whether it is a passion or not, because some people get into, they just want to do, whether it's the competing, to just try it, you know, a mom of four or, you know, a lawyer, whatever you're doing in life. And if they just want to try one, and maybe that's it. But yeah, but
right.
I think you've got the communication between two and understanding that it is not, as a good competitor, it's not always, you can't, and you brought this up, you can't always look down at the other person for maybe getting angry or jealous, and not just jealous of whatever, but just jealous of the time that it's taking, you know, and kind of like a little sourpuss, because
the time can come out in strange ways, because people rarely talk about what's really making them angry. So they'll be like, well, why are you still cooking when it's really like I'm lonely because this goal is taking so much time away from us? And then in that case, you need to rebalance your home life. I mean, nobody's got it perfect. Nobody's got it down. But
right.
I feel like
I'm super
grateful to have figured out what we figured out so far, and that it has gone smoothly. And this is what I'm doing with my life. So, it's huge decisions, and it's hard if you don't have both people in on it. And in our case, we're in on it. We're both in 100%.
That's really great, and that's really fantastic. You're very, very lucky.
Yes. Oh, every day I know that for a fact.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, that's great.
James, you
that's
still there?
That's all I got here, Ken.
Okay.
Am
James,
I still here?
Still there?
I am still here.
Can you flip that script, what Phaedra just asked, and answer from the other side of the coin?
So it was advice for the non-competitor side of the thing, right?
Yes.
That
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I mean, really, it's just talking about your priorities with each other. You know, I got to work a lot. Through the first year that she was competing, I was helping her. We were traveling. I was also finishing off my master's degree. So I was a full-time student, full-time employee, and full-time husband all at the same time.
I was full-time too, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So we just, it was all about talking to each other about our priorities, you know, what are your goals coming up? What are my goals coming up? You know, what are, you know, and how can I help you? How can you help me? And that was really what it came down to, because I was going to make sure she succeeded. She was going to make sure I succeeded. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yep. When do we need to be together to do things? When do I need to go be alone to write a paper?
Right.
You know, she touched a lot on the communication, and that's really what it comes down to me. I can't imagine being in a relationship where you're not absolutely certain that you're going to help the other person succeed and that they're going to succeed. So
right,
when we both kind of, when we both understood that was the goal and that's what the outcome was going to be, then, you know, it was just about communicating how we were going to help each other and what we needed to do. So, and that's really, you know, to me, that's the only real piece of advice I have is what do you, you know, as a non-competitor, what, like she said, what are your goals? What help do you actually need from the other person? If you're just maybe jealous of all the time they're taking up or whatever, but you haven't told them what you need, they can't help you. You know, they get it caught up in their own drive and their own ambition, and they, you know, they might forget to ask. But if you haven't offered what you need, then, you know, it kind of falls on you as well. So from both sides, just communicating what you need, you know, and putting it out there, you know, I need this from you. I understand you're busy, but, I need this. And here's what I can do for you.
Right. That's a great answer. And, yeah, that's a lot for anyone listening to hear to think about, too. And I appreciate that the vocalization of saying, like, I mean, and this is just in life anyways, just being able to be not like, I can't believe you're doing this, but this is what I need, and putting it that way. Because once that's out there, it really is like, okay, it's not just, I want you to do this and this and that and whining. It's like, okay, this is important. This is what I need. And that's like straight up, I think it's spot on.
Yeah, I would say the way that you phrase things, but I'd say the number one thing is that sometimes people just, they want to see you. They need your time. And that's the most valuable thing anybody has, you know, and reassuring them that you are still there for them. You know, if something is going on with them that, you know, like you were saying, like we were both working full-time jobs and then doing everything else on the side. So, I mean, thank God I trained at home. So when he was out on the computer and doing work, I was in the gym. We were just a room away. But, you know, it really became like, you know, time was the most valuable thing. And when you come together, you can't waste it on the BS. Like, you really have to, like, be in that, in your relationship, you know, because that's what it's all about. Like, I couldn't do this without him. He's the most amazing thing in my life, you know.
All right.
So, having his approval on what I do, you know. Yeah, and everybody knows that about us, you know. Like, you know, it's like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is. That's one great support system.
Yes.
And I do not take it for granted, that's for sure.
Well, Angela, I want to say thank you. I'm looking at, and I can't believe we just spent an hour speaking because it seems like we just started talking. Pedro, I mean, great job. James, thank you so much. You know, we've adopted you, and we pull you in all directions, too. So, you know, I got to say
thank you.
Everything you do to help us, and, you know, I'm so glad you adopted us into your family as well. And Angela,
I'll always be there ready to hold the camera.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, Angela, we're going to end it with you. You just... you know, there's a support group. You got 30 seconds. Have at it. Who do you want to give thanks to? Who do you want to give shout-outs to? And we'll end it with you.
Awesome. Okay, I definitely want to say hey to my mom and dad, my sister, Jamie, of course, he's here. Total Nutrition is my home gym. If you want to come and check me out, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. If you follow the hashtag Proyo, you'll find a whole bunch of stuff. Also, my website is Angie.com. We'll probably be able to find the links and all the cool stuff when we post this radio show. So I just am ready for this year. You know, I'm ready. I really am interested in meeting other competitors, and you know, I just kind of want to just see what happens this year, because I feel like I'm closer to the physique that I've been dreaming of, and getting closer to that is just probably the most exciting thing about how we're living our lives this year. So just excited, just beyond excited. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Pete, for me, of course.
Yay. Thanks, Joe's.
I'll be more than happy if you ever join this P4P family. I'm telling you, it would be quite an addition.
All right. I appreciate that. And thank you, Denny and Diana, of course, for putting on these amazing shows. And
Meshach,
thanks, man.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's another edition of P4P Real Talk. You got Pro Yo, the House of Yo. Don't want to forget James. Thanks so much for, like I said, being adopted. Phaedra, the co-host, as always.
Good
job. Thank you guys
so much.
And like JB would always say, don't trust me, trust my hustle. All right.
Woo!
We are out.
Woo, woo!
You guys. Have a good one.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
We're out of here. Yes, we're here.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, we're done. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Later.